Like so many places in Ireland, the rebel county of Cork is a place with various Celtic connections. Whether this is based on fans, games, songs and players, including some of the Celts' most renowned figures. This is the story of Celtic in County Cork. The most obvious Celtic and Cork link relates to the men that have pulled on the green and white hoops. Numerous Celts have hailed from the area or had local footballing associations. In recent times, the most notable of these has been Adam Ida. The Irish internationalist initially came to Celtic in 2024 and had an immediate impact. His goals did not just help Celtic win the title, he scored a last-minute winner in that season's Scottish Cup final. Cork's most famous footballing son also briefly played for the Celts. Roy Keane is rightly regarded as one of the finest Irish players of all time, and one of the best midfielders to have played in England's top flight. Although most celebrated as a Manchester United player, Keane spent the first 6 months of 2006 at Celtic Park. Despite a disastrous debut when Celtic lost to Clyde in the Scottish Cup, Keane added a Scottish League title and Scottish League Cup win to his extensive trophy collection. Various other Celts have been Cork-born. Midfielder Colin Healy spent 5 years at Parkhead in the late 1990s and early 2000s, before going to various other clubs across England, Scotland and Ireland. He ended up playing for and managing Cork City. Another notable example was Liam Miller. A talented midfielder, he was part of Martin O'Neill's squad across various seasons. He had some outstanding moments, especially versus Lyon in the Champions League. Miller left Celtic for Manchester United and tragically died in 2018 when aged only 36. Following his death, a tribute game was held to raise money for his family. A joint Celtic and Ireland team, managed by Martin O'Neill, who was by then the Irish manager, played Manchester United at a GAA ground in Cork. Other Celts weren't born in Cork or even Ireland, but came to have links with Ireland's most southern county. One of Celtic's greatest pre-World War II players was Jimmy Delaney. A skillful forward, Lanarkshire-born Delaney was involved in many Celtic successes, including the 1938 Empire Exhibition Cup win. He later found further fame at Manchester United. After leaving Old Trafford, Delaney played for other Scottish clubs before going across the Irish Sea. He first turned out for Derry City, but then signed for Cork Athletic. His side came close to winning the Irish Cup in 1956, but lost out in extra time to Shamrock Rovers. In later times, Delaney continued to have Celtic associations. His grandson, John Kennedy, played for the club and later became assistant manager under different 21st century bosses. Many less well-known Celts have also played for Cork clubs. John Kelly was at Parkhead in the early 1960s and later went to Cork Hibs, whilst multiple youth players have done similar. Just like Colin Healy, some other Celts have ended up as managers in Cork. Of these, Charlie Tully is the most significant. A man with genuinely legendary status at Celtic, the Belfast-born player was celebrated for his on-field skills in the 1940s and 50s. He is maybe best remembered for a cup game at Falkirk when he twice scored from a corner kick after the first one was disallowed. After leaving Celtic in 1959, Tully moved to Cork Hibernian where he became player-manager before working elsewhere in Ireland as a boss too. Interestingly, during this spell in Ireland, he once scored a hat-trick against Celtic. In 1960, the boys played Limerick in a friendly. Tully guested for the Irish side and it ended in a 3-3 draw, with Charlie scoring all three of his team's goals. Another managerial example was Mike Conroy, a defender in the 1970s and 80s. His most notable moment was as part of the 10 men won the league team in 1979. After leaving Celtic, he had a nomadic sporting life, eventually ending his career playing for Cork City. He was later appointed as assistant manager of the club. And after he left here, he set up a football school and was involved in scouting, pointing out Liam Miller and Colin Healy to the Celts. The most prominent of all the Cork teams is Cork City, although they're not the first club to have this name. Celtic once signed a player from an earlier version of Cork City. James Foley was a goalkeeper who came to Parkhead in the 1930s. He played only a small number of games, but his shutouts helped the Hoops win the 1936 title. Celtic have also had different links with the modern-day Cork City. various Celts have gone on loan to the Lee side, including Barry Coffey and Owen O'Connell. At various times, the Celts have played against this Cork city, first doing so in 1991. The boys lost 2-0, and a local newspaper, the Cork Examiner, described this as being city's finest hour. Celtic returned the following season to officially open the new Bishopton Stadium. The game almost didn't happen, as the full ground had only just been completed and wasn't given a safety certificate to be fully used. This forced the Celtic team to have to change in a porta cabin and also queue up to use the public toilets. However, this clearly didn't put off the boys, who this time won 2-0. And despite these problems, Celtic have since returned to face Cork City on various occasions. It's not only Cork City that Glasgow's green and white men have faced. The first time the Celts played any Cork team was in 1936, during an Irish tour. In this case, Glasgow Celtic played Cork Celtic, with the home team enjoying a 5-2 win in a benefit match for one of their players. Despite Celtic being a club with an enormous European pedigree, it was Cork Celtic that on one occasion had a more successful experience. In the 1974-75 European Cup, Celtic were knocked out in the first round by the Greek team Olympiakos. Cork Celtic had been due to play in the same competition against Cypriot opposition. However, a military coup meant that their opponents withdrew. This led to the Irishmen going into the second round, where they faced a Soviet side. Although the Cork Celts lost 7-1 on aggregate, they could claim for that season they had bettered the Glasgow Celts record. In addition to Cork City and Cork Celtic, the Hoops have enjoyed other Cork fixtures, including against a local select team in 1963, as well as Cork Hibernians on a few occasions, with the boys winning all of these encounters. In the wider Cork area, Celtic have also played County Cork team Cove Ramblers. In 1986, Celtic's pre-season preparations included a tour of Ireland. This featured a 4-1 win for the Hoops when playing the Ramblers at St Coleman's Park in Cove. Celtic's Cork connections are not limited simply to players and games. The club enjoys significant backing from local fans. There are different supporters clubs in the area, including the Cork No. 1 CSC, Liam Miller Cork CSC, and the Pat Glavin Cork No. 1 CSC. The historical origins of Celtic, particularly their Irish heritage, is another issue which connects the club with Cork. Obviously, the flood of emigrants from Ireland to Scotland in the mid-1800s was primarily driven by a need to escape famine, poverty and destitution. In 2009, the first official national famine commemoration was held in Ireland, taking place at Skibbereen in County Cork. That weekend, Celtic contributed to this by wearing a special Celtic cross on their shirts during a match with Hibernian, another side with Irish heritage. One notable Celtic ballad is the song Celtic Celtic. This was first sang in the 1960s and recorded as a single by the Celtic first team. Today, it can occasionally still be held at Celtic Park and elsewhere. Describing the club's fans, it includes the line, "They come from Bonnie Scotland and they come from County Cork." The need for Celtic to remember their roots will always ensure Irish connections, including with Ireland's rebel county of Cork. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic history walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more details.